On a good day, Malcolm Nile hated parties, and people, and peopling. Today was about as far from a good day as it was possible to get. How could anybody expect him to celebrate anything on the anniversary? Not that anyone here was aware of the significance of the date. The one person who knew had willfully disappeared without a trace. Malcolm didn't allow himself to think about young Afton Lennox. She was just another person he'd failed. The former Baroness of Lochmara had escaped from the prospect of an arranged marriage by gambling away her entire estate and title to an American, Raleigh Beaumont. No one had expected Raleigh to stick once he found out about the centuries-old marriage pact that meant he had to marry Kyla McKeon, heiress to the neighboring estate of Ardenmure, or lose Lochmara entirely. Instead, the two had eloped and, shockingly, actually fallen for each other. Malcolm had known Kyla since she was a wee girl, as he did her brother, Connor, who'd been meant to at Afton. Kyla and Raleigh did actually seem to suit each other, which was one of the few silver linings to the chaos of the past months. She was currently distracting her husband from the surprise birthday party being set up here on the grounds. Malcolm had wanted to dislike the Yank on principle, but he was forced to admit, at least to himself, that his new boss was not at all what he'd expected. The man was a hard worker, and had a heart the size of his native Texas, maybe because he'd grown up as part of a ranching family. He could have come in and made a boatload of changes to the estate and how it ran. Instead, he'd taken a learner's mindset, seeing how things were done here in Scotland and respecting Malcolm's near 20 years of expertise as the estate manager. On top of that, Raleigh had invested in the ventures of a number of his tenants, allowing them to expand their various businesses. But his few months of observation were apparently over, and he was beginning to make changes with an eye towards longevity and environmental sustainability for the future of the estate. Malcolm was a man of nature, so he could appreciate Raleigh's motivation. But why the bloody hell did everything have to change right now? Hadn't there been enough upheaval? "Put that table over there, will you, darling? We're going to bring out the appetizers here in a little bit." The sound of that easy southern drawl had Malcolm's shoulders twitching tight with irritation, even as his gaze was pulled toward the tiny Latina spitfire who'd made his life one step away from a living hell. Charlotte Vasquez, Raleigh's self-proclaimed second mother, had followed him to Scotland. The woman drove Malcolm absolutely crazy. She was smiley and cheerful and pushy, his absolute antithesis. That was all bad enough, but damn if she didn't have a sharp tongue and utter refusal to take shit off anyone, including him, that Malcolm couldn't help but find sexy as hell. The physical package didn't hurt there either. She was a wee thing, not even topping his shoulders, but despite her diminutive stature, she had generous curves in all the right places. She was the kind of woman a man wanted to get his hands on. Then there were those dark eyes that invited you to drown in them, and all that thick black hair his fingers itched to touch. Not that he'd do any such thing, because he didn't actually like the woman. And she was his boss's mother, sort of. Maybe he could have gotten past that for some sort of short-term tumble, but Charlotte wasn't going home to Texas. She was staying in Scotland, with plans to ruin his sanctuary by turning the big manor house of Lochmara into a bed and breakfast. If she got her way, strangers would be running around all the time. He didn't want strangers around. They'd talk to him and expect an answer. "Can I get a hand over here?" Case in point.